State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Attention, all gardeners and landscapers. Are you ready to take your outdoor projects to the next level? Barrett Farms is here to help. From rich black to dark brown mulch, Barrett Farms has the mulch you need to make your landscape pop. Call for an appointment now for convenient pickup or delivery. Barrett Farms is also your go-to source for drainage solutions, including top-of-the-line tile and fittings and durable straw blankets. Call Barrett Farms today, 765-654-8347.
Hey, welcome back inside the huddle. Hey, we got a lot going on here.
Yeah, with not enough fingers.
Good interview with Landon Southern, former Gopher, on the mound for Anderson University. Kids pitched a lot of baseball, played a lot of travel baseball. He's one of the success stories, you know. You and I were talking about that. You know, it can go either way. Some of these kids, I think you really got to love it. And he's one of those kids, if you met him, he'll love it. You'll see him back out here at time frame throughout the year, and he'll be umping at Clint Prairie or at Colfax or Mulberry. I mean, he's one of those kids that just eats and sleeps baseball.
Good for him.
I think we have on the line Jessica Cox. She's the coach of the Rossville tennis program. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Hey, Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. How's it going in the land of the Hornets?
Mother Nature has not been our friend.
Yeah, she's been kind of brutal to everybody.
Yes, almost half of the matches have been canceled, but the girls have pushed on. We did not quite finish in conference like we wanted, but they placed second as a team. My two singles placed second individually.
Your program's not that old. It's pretty young program, isn't that right?
I believe so.
You guys played the conference tournament last night, I think, over at Eastern. And did Eastern win that? Is all the schools over there playing on the same night?
No, we had conference tournament last Saturday.
Oh, last
and
Saturday.
And we played it at Delphi.
Okay.
So we face a new sectional bracket this year. We move to Harrison, and we have Harrison, Lafayette, Jeff, Benton Central, and West Lafayette.
Oh, so it's not in a class situation. You just match up with everybody.
Yeah, Twin Lakes or tennis is not classed.
So, on your schedule, do you try to schedule in your bigger schools?
We have all of our conference teams, and we had majority of our sectional teams, but rain has rained out some of those, so we'll be seeing them the first time during sectional.
So I would think, though, of course, I guess if it's raining, you can't play in the rain, but you being on a hard surface, you probably got to play a lot more games than what the baseball team probably got involved.
Well, you can't play on a tennis court if it's wet at all. It ruins the balls. It's slippery. So the slightest bit of rain frame canceled a tennis match.
Can you talk a little bit about some of your players, maybe highlight some of your seniors for the Hornets?
Yes. My one doubles is made up of Sydney McCullough and Bailey Best. They've been double partners for 2 years now. We're really hopeful for them, if we don't go on as a team, to go on individually. Ella Burkle has definitely kept a winning record at two singles. She's been in that spot for 2 years as well, so she's a pretty dominant figure at the team, two singles position, and she was my player to finish second in conference. Those are the only seniors I have on the varsity squad. My one singles is a junior, Berkeley Lanham, and she should hold that position for 2 years to be a more dominant player at it next year.
So, Coach, do you have a lot of girls playing tennis, and do you have any type of a feeder program in the off season that helps you as a team?
This year was a little bit smaller. We only had 14 girls. We have one freshman, so that's a little sad, but we have hold camps in the summer and open courts, so we're hoping to have more girls come up from the 8th grade class next year.
Are there, in the off season and summertime, are there like tennis tournaments that the girls can go and play in to kind of keep their swing down?
If they want to register individually for like USTA tournaments, they can, but there isn't necessarily like team tournaments that we can go to.
And do you, as a community, do you offer any type of a summer program?
We do a summer camp for ages, or for grades 1 through 8. And then the high schoolers help run that. And then we also do the open courts.
Can you talk a little bit about like what a high school tennis match looks like? How long it lasts? I mean, I'm very new to the whole tennis thing, so give me a little insight on what you'd expect at a high school tennis match.
Well, this year has been definitely one to prolong the matches. I've had my three singles go almost 4 hours. My one doubles likes to play almost 3 hours every match. You can either get in and be really quick, or it can last as long as up to 4 hours is our longest one this year for a varsity match for that single position. It just depends. There's three sets to a game. If you have to, it's best out of three. So we've had a lot of matches where we've pushed the third set because we lost the first one and we came back and persevered.
So, Coach, there are no officials. The girls call their own lines. What happens if you get into a situation where a gal just feels like things aren't going right? Do the coaches step in to kind of monitor it, or does it just play on?
The only time that coaches can be officials are during conference tournaments or sectionals. It's a honesty game, and the two girls on the court, they have to figure it out and agree upon something before moving forward. If there are calls that are continuously felt wrong, they can request a line judge, and a person can be put up to be a line judge that can overcall turn.
If I was playing Don Stock, I'd have to have a line judge because he'd be cheating me somehow. I can see that right now. He'd want the advantage.
Well, yeah, you know, anything close is going to be out.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Well, and I try to teach the girls 1% of the line is 100% in. I'm a big firm believer the ball never lies. If someone cheated you on a shot, they're probably losing the next point.
Right. I'm kind of with you on that.
And you can't yell and scream at your partner across the net. You can't.
It's a quiet event, right, Coach?
It's a quiet event.
Yes, for the most part. It's pretty quiet. You can't talk or say anything during a point. You have to wait till the point ends to congratulate them on the shot.
It's a polite game.
You supposed can. To be, yes.
So I'm guessing some of those 3 and 4 hour matches, there's a lot of back and forth, and there's some excitement, you know, trying to get to that winner.
Yes.
I'm staring down. I'm doing whatever I can.
Yeah, you're 7 foot standing at the net.
If you can get in their head and start getting the good shots on them, usually your opponent will fall apart.
There you go. See, it's about getting in their head.
So you have to start at a young
age. I tell the girls to play to their disabilities. If their mental game is their disability, use that.
I'm liking you, Coach.
So you got to talk a lot about that at practice and early on in the season about being mental toughness, huh?
Yes, that's a thing we struggle. And girls are girls, so they're a little bit more of a struggle at it.
So there's no crying in tennis.
I try not to, no.
Well, I raised two girls, and I could see a little bit of that, but I could also see when they could flip a switch and be just tough as nails.
Game on, yeah.
Yeah. At that one point, they just get mad or mean.
Yep.
Well, I know I had a daughter that played tennis, and I'd go watch, and it was painful for me.
You had to watch from a distance, I bet.
I did. A long distance, because a ball would land way short of the line, and the guy would go out. And I'm like, okay.
Yes, that is hard.
Okay, I see
how it is. It is hard for parents to keep their composure as well.
Well, can you highlight some of your matches you won this year that maybe you thought you wouldn't win, or give us some of those highlights?
We knew coming in that Delphi would be one of our toughest matches. They're out for a vengeance, their conference opponents. They're just down the road. We ended up beating, it was tied at 2-2, so they had won two spots and we had won two spots. And my one doubles went three sets. That was one of their almost 4 hour long matches to win that match against Delphi 3-2. I'm trying to think of which matches we've had. Eastern was a very close one. We lost to Eastern, and even though we lost, I'm very proud of them because every single player pushed three sets. So it was a back and forth and could have been anyone's game.
Thank goodness the sun stays up longer.
Yes.
So
we have lights on our court, so that helps.
Yeah, that I imagine. Gosh darn, I had a question that I had lined up for you, and then it's already gone by. I want to talk about the sectional tournament. So, being the fact that you're playing larger schools, is there a difference in the fact that, you know, the larger schools from smaller schools, because in football or basketball, there's some challenges there. Is there any kind of challenge in tennis?
Yes, I feel like all tennis coaches and most ADs are trying to push for a class system, at least two classes. It's a known fact in the state of Indiana that Carmel wins sectionals every year. They win state every year. And schools like Zionsville, and we were in sectionals with Zionsville last year, so it is defeating knowing that you go into sectionals and you're probably never going. Especially for us, we go into one with big schools. Harrison is a very dominant school. We are hoping for the best, that Harrison and West Lafayette draw each other and battle it out first.
So has the draw been made yet for tennis?
Our draw is Monday night.
Okay. All right.
Well, Coach, what else do you want to add?
We went from Zionsville sectional last year to the restructure to Harrison this year. So we're just trying to hold on.
Which Harrison is up and coming in our area, another Carmel. I mean, they're just they're just starting to dominate in all sports, and it's showing. They're 6A in football now, and they're just there's a lot of benefits to going to Harrison. They have a lot of good facilities and, you know, just larger class sizes, and I can see your frustration on that, Coach. I think if we, Don and I, had a vote, we'd say, yeah, two classes, if not three.
They
have a benefit just like Carmel. There's indoor courts right there at Purdue and in Lafayette, so they can use those. They can play year round.
That's a good question I'd talk about, and that is, like in track, they have indoor track. So do the girls in high school have the ability to play an indoor kind of a program where they could go on a weekend and play?
Yeah, there's different places that offer lessons or indoor facilities. I know Greenwood over by Eastern has lessons, and there's some places in Lafayette. I know Frankfurt, a lot of Frankfurt girls go down to the Zionsville, Carmel area to get lessons. but you have to travel for it just like any sport around here.
I think the other challenge you might have, Coach, compared to the bigger schools have single sport athletes, and you probably have multi-sport athletes on your tennis team.
Yes.
And that's
yes, I don't have many that can focus just on tennis. They play other sports.
Well, we appreciate you calling in this morning and talk to us about Rossville tennis. We're trying to get all the spring sports on. It's been a challenge this year because on Saturdays is the only day it's nice and everybody's playing. So,
yep.
Well, Coach, good luck in the upcoming tournament. Hope everybody plays well and the ones you're expecting move on.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Coach.
Speaking with Jessica Cox, the girls' tennis coach for the Rossville Hornets, Adam Adrian. We missed him last week, but he's called in. He's ready to roll. Fourth quarter action, sponsored by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. We'll be back in a minute.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
Welcome back. Inside Huddle, Don Stock. Whoop, that's not wrong. It's Jamie Blacker and Don Stock. I got to have it in the right order. Sponsored by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. CHOPS is on the board and keeping us all lined up and helped us out a lot in the first interview with Jason Forsythe as we talked about the Pacers. And then we had Landon Southern come on about pitching for the Anderson team and in college. And Jessica Cox just rolled out with the Rossville tennis. And now we're going to stay at the land of the Hornets as he deals with all of the youth out there. And that's Adam Adrian. Adam, thanks for calling in today.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Man, I know that last week I was surprised. I wasn't surprised that you didn't call in. It was opening season. I go back to my days, and I was a big day for youth.
It was a great day. We had beautiful weather. Had a couple food trucks out there. Had the Lions Club out there selling ice cream. Mm. Kids running around like crazy. Families, pictures, all of the above. I mean, it was absolutely amazing.
Coach, do you play at the park or do you play at the high school?
Actually, we play at the park. We got three fields out there that we have, and we support up to over 215 kids at those three fields.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
In the mid-2000s, a lot of communities in Clinton County updated their parks, and Rossville was one of them. And it's a really nice facility, and they're giving kids the opportunity to play a lot of baseball and softball at Rossville. And Rossville is a program, I believe, has taken full advantage of town and country baseball. And you guys, you know, you play with all the locals here, but, man, when it comes around the middle of June, you guys get serious and you take off and are really good in the summertime.
Yeah, we've had a lot of great success with our 8U programs, 10U programs. Girls softball, especially last year, we had a state championship team. Our girls teams finished strong in their tournament. So, again, yeah, a lot of great successes in Rossville.
How many kids you got playing at Rossville this year with from T-ball all the way up? I'm guessing it's a pretty big number.
Yeah, so I tried to get the exact number last night. We actually have 215 youth that are in our organization.
That's a 1A school, Don.
Yeah.
That's, yep.
So, Adam, do you play all in-house so you have enough for your own league? Or do you play as in a travel-type process?
So we actually kind of do a little bit of both. This year was the first year that, yes, we do play everything through the Town and Country League. So we play Frankfort, Michigantown, Clinton Prairie, Camden, et cetera. And then our girls are part of Lafayette League. But this was the first year that we actually decided as a board to help support three, what you would call, all-star teams within our organization. You know, one of the biggest issues facing rec leagues now is kids leaving and going and playing travel ball. So how do we do that in-house? How can we keep the kids within our organization and give them the ability to go out and play? So as a board, we decided each team, the board would sponsor up to X amount of dollars to go play in tournaments. For example, our AU team is actually going to travel today to play in Lebanon, play three games today.
Well, that's got to be good for the program to keep these kids engaged, because there's some kids. I was president of a youth league, and I know how it is. You got some kids that just want to play right there local and just be fun and play with their friends, and then there's some that want to be a little more challenged and take it a little bit further. Can you talk about being a president and of a youth organization and keeping all that in control?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of it for me comes from my past, you know, growing up in the Dayton, Ohio area and playing on a rather large rec league and then having the ability to play travel, high school, college, et cetera. And, you know, didn't think that I would be a president of a Rossville rec league, but now that I am, it's a lot of it's about exposure. A lot of it's about the kids just having fun. But also, as you guys know, I mean, big thing as a president is making sure your board, you got the right people on your board, and, you know, that the board's not afraid to go out and talk to parents, sponsors, et cetera.
With the schools kind of changing in their scheduling as far as summertime, I mean, back in the day, you got out of Memorial Day and you didn't go back until Labor Day. You were out for a long period of time. So that meant that in back in the day, you played baseball in May and you played through June, and you didn't start all-star tournaments until middle of July. I imagine that that is now compacted into a very short period of time because of the length of being out on summer break.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely compacted because, you know, obviously you can't start too early in the season, especially like this year. I think we started practices at the beginning of April, ended up starting about mid-April, got about one practice in, and next thing you know, you're knocking on the doorstep of your games, trying to get as many of them as possible, and we're looking to wrap up with our tournaments the first week of June. And then we got about a month off where we'll be practicing, and then All-Star starts even the first week of July. No games on 4th of July, but they still want to get them in.
I'm guessing one of your biggest challenges every day is finding umpires. I know at the high school level right now, I hear you laugh because I've been through this before, maybe 10 years ago, and man, can it consume you someday? Because they're just not out there, are they?
They're not, and you know, it's difficult because me and myself, I am a high school certified umpire as well, and I found myself, you know, we're short on umpires on the boys' side, and so as a president, I picked up as many games as I possibly could. You know, I've reached out to, you know, tons of guys that I've umpired with in the past, and it's just, you know, trying to get even some of these youth kids, you know, high schoolers, eighth graders, just trying to get them in and get them involved, you know, with baseball. But, you know, Russell, it has been kind of nice because we do have a very good fan base, and we support anybody that comes out and have the zero tolerance policy for anybody talking, engaging, et cetera, with the umpires, because we need these people to come out and help our programs.
You know, what's amazing about not being able to find umpires, I was an umpire, high school umpire a long time ago, and if you want to be educated in the umpiring field, you want to get down into those smaller ages because everything happens. It all happens in a smaller school or a smaller age group because of just the balls moving. There's a lot of stuff going on. And it helps you as an official become better, because as you progress through high school and get into varsity, it just basically becomes just kind of a fundamental type process versus, you know, all of a sudden you've got runners running everywhere and the ball's thrown all over the place and who got tagged and who didn't. So I'm surprised that newer officials aren't more engaged.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, you're absolutely right. Starting in the youth levels is ideal. A lot of it's because you have to work the games by yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't have a partner out there to rely on, and you got to get out from behind the plate especially you got to hustle. I mean, definitely this is one thing you don't want the parents to see is you not hustling. It's very bad enough if their kids aren't hustling and then you're not. Oh boy, yeah.
I always told them high school kids when they helped me out, I'm like, just be decisive. Just own that call. Be decisive. Don't start being wishy-washy. As soon as you start that, then it's over. They're going to be on you. So that was my always my advice. And then I would try to be around as president to support those kids, too, because you can't let them hang. But it's good to hear that Rossville's got a zero tolerance or a policy where everybody's, you know, being supportive, because that's what it takes, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you think that, you know, at these younger levels, we wouldn't have to have that, but I feel like you have to have that way more than what you do at the higher levels.
So, Coach, I'm assuming the varsity coaches, both baseball and softball, they kind of get engaged a little bit and help out with your process?
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. You know, I can speak specifically for Brad Scott. I know his kids are not so much in the spring, but definitely in the fall involved in our T-ball program and hopefully moving up into the softball, baseball side. But we had the luxury of last week where they, at least on the baseball side, they were able to call the kids out onto the high school field, and I believe softball is coming up here soon where these kids get to run out with their high school mentors.
Man, that's so big. People have lost the sense of what it's all about. I firmly believe that. And the fact that these young kids look up at these high school athletes as superstars, and I think we've lost that. I think we kind of lost that atmosphere. Not in a smaller school, though. I think in smaller school, they still have that success going.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the other thing is we all grew up going to these games, and these kids now, the only time you can get them there is you create an event like that, so you got to expose it to them. I just think that's so important. When I've been coaching youth girls basketball, I take them to a lot of varsity events because I want them to see it. They got to be able to see it. You can't see it from sitting at home, so that's great to hear that Rossville's doing that. Hey, how can the community help support you? I'm sure you need some more sponsors. I think if I go to Rossville, there's probably always the outfield fence full of sponsors, but you could always take more, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think this year we're up to 37, but we got plenty of room on those fences. We'll put a banner on a bleacher on the side of the concession stand. We'll find a spot, that's for sure. But to come out and help support us, I mean, come watch these kids play. You know, if you got friends, relatives that are playing, come on out. Us with our concession stand. We got some great food in there, some things that you may not think would be in there that are definitely in there. So,
well, Don's a food guy. Give us some of those items.
Well, I think we got our good old-fashioned roller dog, but nice. We like to experiment, so I think we got some taquitos in there.
Wow.
We got some mozzarella sticks, and then our secret recipe for our soft pretzels.
Oh.
Created by my wife.
Don, the next time John Jacoby's umpiring, he'll be up there.
I'll be out.
You'll be throwing. You'll be throwing him, Don, out of the game.
I'll be right. I'll be right behind the home plate, saying, "You must be blind, Blue."
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah, he reached out to me last week. He said, "Hey, you guys hosting the county tournament?" Absolutely. All right, put me down for some games. So,
man, you got to feel good about having community support like that. You know, he's been through it. His kids are all done, but. We've talked about before. He's a true Rossville guy.
Oh, absolutely! I think one of his boys is coaching our 14U team, so they're all involved.
We're speaking with Adam Adrian, the Rossville youth baseball and softball coach and president. I'm sorry. And Adam, anything? Give us something that maybe was crazy that has gone on in your run as president, and maybe something that has surprised you as far as, man, I didn't realize that young lad was that good.
I tell you, that happens every game, every practice. You know, seeing all these kids, especially coming up from T-ball, we like to, some of us AU coaches, softball coaches, like to go down and watch the T-ball games and kind of do a little bit of recruiting. And you see some kids that you're like, wow, this is
impressive.
Yeah, let's move them up. And then you got some kids that, need a little extra help. And, that was probably one of our big success this year is we created a rookie league to try to bridge between 8U and T-ball. And, it's where these kids have a little bit more of an idea before they come up to a highly competitive 8U. So
now they have softer ball, baseballs, right? I mean, back in the day, man, you played with a hard ball, and if you got hit, you got hit hard. But now they play with a softer ball. How far along do they play with that type of a baseball?
So we are actually using regular baseballs from the 8U and softball and up. One thing we do abide by is the Town and Country rules for using USA bats. So the bats aren't quite as what you would claim as hot as other bats. So that's really where the still hurts if you get hit by a baseball. It's just not hit as hard.
That's good. I know I have a grandson that's just getting ready to get started. He's running T-ball down in southern Indiana, and they play with it looks to be maybe even a little smaller baseball, but it's pretty soft. But, I mean, it'll travel well, but it doesn't hurt the young guys as they field them or try to field them.
Yep, we got that on the T-ball side. Absolutely.
Well, Adam, I appreciate you calling in. No big deal about last week. Totally understand.
Yeah, we
want to get equal time. We're trying to get the Prairie guy on next week, and because we talked to Frankfort last week, and our board operator, he's the middle school coordinator for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. So it's very important to keep youth athletics in Clinton County going. We'll support you any way we can.
Absolutely, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, Adam. We've been speaking with Adam Adrian, the Rossville Youth Baseball and Softball President, and we're glad you called in. Good show today, Jamie. I know it's getting tougher and tougher for getting folks to get engaged because Saturdays are all the coaches are playing, all the game teams are playing, and I know that you work very hard at getting all these people to call in.
We just keep texting, and you get a lot of no's or I'm busy, but we get some yeses, and we're gonna think next week we're gonna wrap up our year, and we're going to take June and July off, and then we'll be back first part of August for high school football, and it's just right around the corner. Yeah. I mean, it'll be that quick, Don.
It goes very, very fast. And we should have some good football playing coming up this year.
Yeah, probably week one. I just was getting text messages from my boss. I'll probably be on the road from Dallas at a conference doing the first week. Last year was in Kansas City, but looks like I'm going to Dallas this year after week one, Don.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do. You have to get up early.
Hey, quick note here. I'm proud to say I'm going to Purdue today to see my daughter, Catherine, graduate from Purdue University.
Hey,
so
congratulations.
Proud of that.
What does she major in?
She's in agribusiness. She's already received an offer for a job and taking that. She's going to work for ADM, and she'll be working over in Lafayette area and then be part of the ADM place here in Frankfort, I believe.
Well, I can tell you the ADM in Frankfort has gotten massive. We've had a lot of projects going on out there, and
that driving by.
They've spent a lot of money redoing their facility out there. All right, well, thanks for tuning in Inside the Huddle. We thank you for this Saturday show. Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. For Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, and Chops on the board, it's been great. We'll see you next Saturday. It'll be our last one for this year. And so stay tuned. Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle.